92.9 WBPM. Good morning. It's 8:33. Happy to have this gentleman on with us one more time. Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro. Good morning, sir. How are you?
We're holding up. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Thank you very much. So let's see here. Where do we begin? I don't know. You asked the legislature for $1.5 million for protective equipment and stuff. How's that working out?
Yeah, I think we're going to get the support, but it really speaks to the problem that the whole country faced to begin with, and that was there wasn't, right, the stockpile of the masks and the gowns and the shields and the gloves that needed to exist all across the country in healthcare or in government. The other is, all along, the distribution chain has been very weak, and so counties like ours have been buying product from all across the globe. In fact, we've been buying. Our commissioner of Department of Emergency Response has been, you know, on the phones late into the night with companies out of China, with transport companies that are helping us make these purchases in order to buy the equipment. Now, we've purchased and distributed hundreds of thousands of masks and gloves, and we're just going to need more in order to proceed over these next several weeks.
Yeah, I saw your Facebook Live thing, and you were mentioning that. That's good. You mentioned another potential testing site in the city of Poughkeepsie. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, we know it's going to be important to ramp up testing in order to monitor data, but also as we restart and reopen, we're going to need to identify positive cases and isolate. So we've been working with Rite Aid to potentially open up a site in the city of Poughkeepsie. Thanks to, in fact, a relationship with Senator Gillibrand, we're talking to another pharmacy that might have the same capacity, but we hope Mayor Rollison and I hope to have good news that facility will open up in the city very soon. Same kind of concept. You'll have to go through a bit of a screening, but it'll be an opportunity for us to have a direct test site in a location that may have, issues getting into a car and traveling to another location. But we've tested nearly 13,000 individuals countywide already. There are about 2,400 confirmed cases, just under 2,000 active cases. And so that's actually a very high percentage. We're about 4% total tested population. And so if you see these numbers in New York City, it's for every 10 tests, 5 people test positive. In Dutchess County, for every 10 tests, about 2 people test positive. So the rate of transmission has been held relatively low.
Yeah. I was watching your Facebook live thing, and you were talking about the testing at Dutchess Stadium, and I think one of the questions somebody asked you was, Jesus, how come it takes so long to get results? Because they're not all coming from the same lab, right?
It's exactly right. So some labs were up and quick, and you can get tests back within 48 hours, and some were just overwhelmed and, quite frankly, not producing well enough, and you could be looking at 10 to 15 days. So the goal has been to make that quicker. But again, this is a disease that's new. The testing equipment didn't exist, and how we trace it didn't exist. So companies all across the globe have been racing. You saw the other day the governor met with the president, and they've talked. The president made available another 40,000 tests statewide, which will be useful. The governor has been putting a lot of emphasis on getting this rapid testing up and running. That's critical if we're going to be, again, if we're going to reopen things, you need to be able to identify positive cases quickly and then work to quarantine so that we can slow the transmission. And so that rapid testing will be the next thing that needs to happen. And we're, as a state, very close to seeing it available more widespread.
Dutchess County Executive Mark Molinaro is on the telephone. DutchessNY.gov. Pretty much has everything you need there. I would like you to tell me about the antibody testing kit, sir, if you can.
Yeah, so, and again, the governor's been talking about this, leaders have been talking about this. So the antibody testing, remember, if you've lived through COVID-19, you'll have the antibody in essence inside you, and these tests rapidly determine if you've recovered, if you will, from the disease. And then the concept, of course, is that you can use this as a therapy, or ultimately as a therapy to create a means to vaccinate or respond. So those tests, initially, the efficacy was pretty low. We were seeing only half of them produce accurate results. But several companies nationwide have really stepped up, and they're much more accurate now. They're just the problem is, and without getting too scientific, right? There's the testing kits, there's the agents that you use to determine positive and negative, and then there's the systems, right? The machines themselves that do the testing. All of that has to be up and running, and we're just not there yet, although you are going to see some antibody testing underway in Dutchess through a few of our healthcare providers, As that rolls out again, that'll make it easier for us to track cases and ultimately determine where we are in spreading the disease and recovering from it.
Yeah, right. I was I've been getting some questions. I said I'll ask the man who knows that. You assisted living in senior residences. What's going on with that, sir?
Yeah, you know, there have been some horrific situations all across the country and in the state. I can tell you that every day, so we have teams in Dutchess that were established to have direct connection with nursing homes and assisted living facilities. We are in touch with them daily. We get a census, we get a status, and we communicate. We are not seeing sort of widespread alarm, although there are certainly individuals living in these homes that have contracted COVID, and sadly we have had deaths. The thing I want to reassure residents is that we are communicating daily. They're regulated by the state of New York, but we're interacting. We have teams to do that. The most heartbreaking, though, of course, is that family members just don't have that access. And to the extent that can, you know, be made available, that's going to take some time. But if folks have questions regarding assisted living or facilities, or their family members are there, they should reach out to DutchessNY.gov. Or you can call us at 845-486-3555, 845-486-3555.
All right, cool. Now, DMV, now that's closed, but my registration was out at the end of March. Am I going to get arrested on the way home?
Well, everyone else will be fine, but we're coming after you.
I love it. Yeah, that's great. That's great. But I think, what did you say from your Facebook thing? It's relaxed to some
right
extent.
Now.
Yeah, but
it is right now. And there's no need to worry about collapsing. DMVs are closed. Just obviously keep track of all your data. Make sure you have your paperwork. And then ultimately, when we reopen, you'll be ready to go.
DutchessNY.gov, all the information there. Still looking for volunteers. You can find all the information up there on the website. I want to thank you again for a few minutes, Mark, and we can chat again next week, I hope, all right?
Absolutely. Be safe and be kind.